Daily Light, April the 6th, morning. He always lives to make intercession for them. Who shall condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, who indeed is interceding for us. For Christ has entered not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. There is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. He always lives to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. And Romans 8:34, Hebrews 9:24, 1 John 2:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, Hebrews 4:14-16, and Ephesians 2:18. Daily Light, April the 6th, evening. And those who know your name put their trust in you. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Prince of Peace, for he himself is our peace. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help. Like birds hovering, so the Lord of hosts will protect Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it. He will spare and rescue it. And those who know your name put their trust in you. Psalm 9, verse 10. And Jeremiah 23:6, Psalm 71:16, Isaiah 9:6, and Jeremiah 10:23, Isaiah 9:6, and 2 Timothy 1:12, Isaiah 9:6, and Ephesians 2:14, Romans 5:1, Proverbs 18:10, Isaiah 31:1 and 5.